Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the June 16th, 2020 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being offered via live teleconference for the general public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Carol Ventura, trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and executive director of RI Housing, will preside at today's meeting. Trustees, RI Housing commissioners, and staff, please state your name prior to speaking. And with that, I will return to Carol Ventura to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. I will now conduct a roll call of the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Board of Commissioners in attendance. Director James Thorson.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
You have a quorum, and we can start. Let's move on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on February 17th, 2022. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Corey, please conduct a vote on the motion.
Yes, all those in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on February 17th, 2022, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved with 3 affirmative votes.
Okay. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number 2 on the agenda is approval of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund Award for 111 Westminster Street in Providence. James Comer will present this action.
Good morning, this is James Comer. This request for action is for the approval of an award from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to High Rock Development for the redevelopment of 111 Westminster Street, commonly known as the Superman Building in downtown Providence. This is an allocation of up to $4.5 million for workforce housing. The award will provide financing for the development of workforce rental housing, serving households at or below 120% of area median income. Rhode Island Housing has, and the Trust, have funded similar initiatives since 2019. High Rock Development is proposing a mixed income project to revitalize a downtown landmark and create 285 dwelling units, 57 of which would be below market rent and available to households below 120 AMI. First floor atrium is approximately 26,000 square feet and will be a public facility available to community groups and other public organizations. This project demonstrates alignment with the goals set forth for increasing workforce housing throughout the state. Funds like this have been deployed successfully in downtown Providence to provide below-market rent components to market-rate projects previously. Given the size of the project's need and the desire to create the largest number of below-market-rate units in the project, High Rock submitted a proposal for funding to Rhode Island Housing which aligned with the goals of the Workforce Housing Innovation Challenge. This proposed award, while larger than prior awards, is consistent with per-unit subsidy for previously approved workforce projects. This is a unique opportunity to add 54 below market units in a large signature development that is critical to the revitalization of downtown Providence. It'll allow the residents to live in a transit-oriented development close to employment, businesses, and shopping. In addition to these proposed funds, the project has received awards of $15 million in Rebuild Rhode Island tax credits and $5.7 million in Rhode Island First Wave closing funds from the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation. This application was submitted, reviewed by staff, and found consistent with Rhode Island Housing's goals for workforce housing. Final approval of these funds is conditional upon completion of the entire capital stack and financial closing with the senior lenders for the project. recommend approval of $4.5 million in trust funds for 111 Westminster Street. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, James. This is Carol Ventura. May I have a motion to approve action item number two, approval of an affordable housing trust fund award for 111 Westminster Street in Providence.
So
moved.
This is Carol. So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Jim Thorson.
I have a motion to approve in a second. Let's open this up for discussion and or questions.
The only question I had was already answered regarding the condition that the capital stack is complete and the money only goes in if they've got the final closing done.
Yeah, there'll be a number of contingencies
yep.
that will build into this approval that the developer will have to comply with. Yeah. Okay, I have a motion to approve in a second. Corey, can you conduct a vote on the motion?
Yes, this is Corey speaking. Trustees, if you are in favor of the approval of an Affordable Housing Trust Fund Award for 111 Westminster Street in Providence as presented, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Great, thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number three on the agenda is approval of the delegation of signatory authority. Corinne Myers will present this action.
Good morning, everyone. This request for action is for the authorization of certain officers and employees of RI Housing to execute and deliver agreements, instruments, and contracts on behalf of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Specifically, this designation provides signature authority to the executive director or her designee, the deputy executive director, and the chief financial officer of RI Housing. This is a routine administrative matter in keeping with our goal to perform an annual review of signatory delegations. Corporate signatory authority for the AHT was last updated in March 2021. Staff is not proposing to change the substance of the existing signature authority, merely to ratify the existing authority and to reflect Director Thorson's appointment to the trust in the intervening time. We ask that this action be approved by the trustees to allow for continued efficiency in the conduct of business by the trust. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
This is Carol Ventura. May I have a motion to approve action item number three, approval of delegation of signatory authority.
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions? Corey, you can talk to vote.
This is Corey. Trustees, if you're in favor of the approval of delegation of signatory authority as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved with three affirmative votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. We have no further business to come before the trustees, so may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Corey, please conduct a roll call vote.
This is Corey. May I do a voice vote?
Voice vote, sorry.
If you're in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion's approved by unanimous vote. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey. The meeting of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund is now adjourned.